This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the US President Donald Trump over phone and announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. He extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace, and he said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said that he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and US. The Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha yesterday took up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of the budget session. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion in the Rajya Sabha. Moving the notion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said, President Murmu in her address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journeys towards Viksit Bharat. He said, government is moving forward on the path the reform express and the country is witnessing unprecedented investment in modern infrastructure. Supporting the motion, Mr. Dr. Nidha Vishram Kulkarni of BJP said, the president's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagarika Ghosh of TMC alleged that digital systems are enabling cyber fraud and data scams. Sanjay Kumar Jha of JDU, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK and Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party also participated in the discussion, among others. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the upper house took up the special mentions, after which it was adjourned for the day to meet again today. In Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving to the motion in the lower house, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbananda Sonowal said, the President's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat. Tejaswi Surya of BJP said, in the last 12 years, the Narendra Modi government has ensured delivery with dignity and no charge of corruption has been levelled against the government. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar yesterday over the remarks of Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi citing the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Naravane. Mr. Gandhi was speaking during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. When the House met after the second adjournment at 4 p.m, Mr. Gandhi again referred to the unpublished book to which the Treasury bench members objected. Despite the chair's repeated appeal, Mr. Gandhi continued referring to the matter leading to the adjournment of the House. Speaker Om Birla in his ruling said, no book or news report should be read unless it has a connection with the proceedings of this House. Home Minister Amit Shah said that when the book has not even yet been published, how can Mr. Gandhi quote from it? The Civil Aviation Ministry has hailed the Union Budget 2026-27, emphasizing that it supports in making country's aviation sector Atmanirbhar. The ministry said the exemption of basic customs duty on aircraft and engine components will significantly boost domestic aircraft manufacturing. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary of Ministry of Civil Aviation, Samir Sinha said that extension of exemption of custom duty on maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO tools parts till 2028 will strengthen India as a global aircraft maintenance hub. He added that these measures will lower costs, create skilled jobs and enhance India's competitiveness in the global aviation ecosystem. In Women's Premier League 2026 cricket, Delhi Capitals women will take on Gujarat Giants at BCS Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.